Welcome to Momstown 365, episode 64, Drip, Drip, Drip. Our guests today are James and Hack from ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and we're talking about leaks. And luckily for us, we do have the experts in the house.
Well, and how do you know if you notice your water bill? Like, pay attention to your water bill, because if it's going up, you might have a leak. And who do you call?
ASAP Drain Guys and Plumbing.
Kind of laid that up for you, didn't I?
That was a nice layup. Thank
you, Mary. So then, if you don't know where it's coming from, and you turn off your irrigation, and you still know there's something's wrong, what do you do?
Well, there's many ways of detecting a leak. One of the easiest way that we detect aggressive and expensive as far as monetary wise goes is to do a pressure drop test. All it is a gauge. As a homeowner, you can do the same yourself. Turn off the water, just make sure all your angle stops throughout the house are all turned off, and pressurize the line.
Hey, hold on.
Wait,
one second.
Back up a second. Wait, I thought when you turn off your water, you should open all the faucets.
No, this is totally a different different thing that we're talking about. This is
Heather wants to know what an angle stop is.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's a shut-off valve. Plumbing insiders, but for those lay people of us,
yeah, it's a shut-off valve. Every one of your fixtures throughout the house has shut-off valves. You had a hot, you have the hot and cold shut-off underneath your lap sink, under your kitchen sink. You have two valves out there that you turn off.
Okay, I know where those are. So that is the angle stop that we all have to go underneath our sink and turn those off.
Perfect. Yes,
okay,
correct.
Gotcha. All right, continue.
And put a gauge on. On your hose bib, exterior hose bib.
And this
it would probably, assuming that your pressure is at 55 or 60, 70 PSI, whatever it happens to be, it should stay that way after 10, 15 minutes of the gauge being intact or installed on your hose bib.
Wait
exterior
a second.
Hose bib.
You do know what a hose bib is.
I do, but Where do you get the gauge? Do you have the gauge at your house?
I don't have a gauge.
Do you test your pressure PSI?
No, not at all.
At any hardware store, they're very inexpensive, $10, $15.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, when you say on the hose bib, so I take the hose off and I put this thing on.
No, you don't take the hose off. Oh, hose off. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, correct.
After you do the angle stop.
Yes.
It's kind of
a
lot of people.
It sounds like a lot easier to call you guys.
Exactly.
That is the best.
It is the best.
I would not do it myself because
no.
But there are a lot of do-it-yourself people out there that would like to tackle something like this. That's
completely
the reason why I was saying that. But there's other ways of detecting a leak also. Once you find whether or not that pressure drop test, which drops the pressure down, it tells you basically you have some kind of a leak. After that, what you have to do is locate it. We have some great electronic leak detection system that we can go through, basically locate any sound or anything that's detected under the slab. Unfortunately, in California, they still, even to date, put all the pipes under the slab.
Where do you want them?
That has never made sense.
Overhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back east.
For instance, back east, everything's overhead.
Yeah.
Overhead, or they have a basement and all that. That's how it's set up.
Yeah, mine's in my basement.
Because you have a basement.
Because I have a basement.
Mine is all under my post tension slab.
That's even worse. Post tension slab. Do not jackhammer up the post tension slab because you have cables that are the slab is basically put together with these cables that are under 10 or 15,000 PSI. Don't quote me on that, of pressure that they stretch them out to hold the slab in place.
In certain areas,
they do that. Correct. So
he said correct.
No.
That's why I'm going to go get that bio drain and prevent anything from ever happening to
yes.
my drains.
But there are ways of detecting the post-tension slab also.
Okay.
The cables that are underground.
So aren't a lot of leaks coming from old angle stops?
Old angle stops, copper piping, because at our previous segment, we talked about the water filtration system that can save your plumbing and your fixtures. So that kind of helps as well. Because our water is so hard in California. That's one of the reasons why. There's a lot of metals in there that attacks the copper. Once it adheres itself to copper, it creates this thing called electrolysis within the interior of the piping. That's what eats the pipe. You create a pinhole leak on the piping.
Okay, so I don't want to... I'm staying on angle stops for a minute, guys, because I remember selling a house, $1.5 million, and it was out-of-town guests or out-of-town owners, and I would go over and check on it like once a week. Well, one day I open the front door, walk on the carpet, squish, 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 because their powder bath angle stops. One, they did something. They burst. They something.
They do.
And they flooded that house.
That happens all the time.
You how see often it, do you change them out?
Every 6 to 8 years, you're supposed to change out your angle stops and supply lines. The supply lines are more prone to have... to burst, to have more issues with it than the actual angle stop. But I would recommend 6 to 8 years replacement of all your angle stop supply lines.
When you say supply line, are you talking about
silver cord?
Okay.
Stainless steel braided pipe underneath that goes to your fixtures, the faucet.
Clarify this for me, because I've heard that if you turn on and off your angle stops too often, you weaken the integrity of them. Or no?
Not necessarily. The older style, yes. They had plastic stems in them. And sometimes they dried out after so many years. And by turning them on, created a lot of problems. The newer style, they are like a ball valve. It's kind of difficult to explain that.
We got
it's basically, it's a quarter turn.
Right.
Quarter turn. You turn it a quarter of the way to the right. It turns off, quarter way to the upright, it turns back on. So it's very easy for it to turn on. And they're made of either stainless steel product or brass. That's what
Of. Are you under your faucet turning your angle stop on and off all the time?
Well,
is that why you're asking?
So because I had to install a new dishwasher a couple weeks ago, and it just makes me nervous to turn those angle stops. I just don't like it because I remember the old days. And now I know what you're talking about, the quarter.
You should be careful with that, turning them on and off.
So I replace my supply line.
Okay, well, I just don't do it. So.
But it's something that's easily overlooked. Uh-huh. And it's a great point of maintenance. Hack made a good point. 6 to 8 years, you know, most people think, hey, I've never had a problem. It's fine.
The day
it's
is
just
coming.
Waiting right. to come.
Wait
yeah.
till your house
We're just
floods.
Waiting for you to call us.
Wait till your house floods.
Exactly. That's what happens. A lot of people don't just out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
That's basically what it's like. And once it starts having issues and problems, and then try to deal with the insurance. If you had one claim, try to deal with the insurance company, the second claim. And
no,
a
you
lot
do
of people
not want
do
to
not.
Suffer it. No. I have a rule of thumb. If I change out a faucet or have you guys out for some reason on one of my sinks, like every 5 years, I'll say, just bite the bullet, Mary, and pay to have all of them supply lines.
Yeah.
And
correct. Yeah.
While you have the plumber there, just do it.
Just do it. And they always come back with this, well, you have X number, it's going to be this. And I'm like, okay. But then I'm saving myself.
Yeah, in the long run. Yeah.
Correct.
Because that one burst could lead
it cost
to
thousands
either squish, squish, or hardwood floors, or drywall.
Buckle
trust
the
me.
Floors.
Yeah. Yes. Drywall being sawn up 2 feet off the floor. Yeah.
I'm not kidding. This is like serious stuff in
I know. We've all been through it.
Remediation's not cheap.
And it's
cheap.
Not
big fans in your house.
Noisy.
Yeah.
A lot of noise. It's got to run. It has to run for
24/7.
We'll always advise to just do a complete upgrade.
I do. It's kind of like changing your clocks every 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so call 760-689-2727. Go check your angles supply lines and call ASAP Drain Guys Plumbing.
Thank you, Mary.
Be bold, be creative. Momtown 365, thank you guys for being with us. We're here for you every day.
Thanks for having us.